New heading. Living it. Returning once more to the computer metaphor, if habit one says, you're the programmer, and habit two says, write the program, then habit three says, run the program. Live the program. And living it is primarily a function of our independent will, our self-discipline, our integrity and commitment, not to short-term goals and schedules or to the impulse of the moment, but to the correct principles and our own deepest values which give meaning and context to our goals, our schedules, and our lives. As you go through your week, there will be times when your integrity is placed on the line. The popularity of reacting to the urgent but unimportant priorities of other people in quadrant 3 or the pleasure of escaping to quadrant 4 will threaten to overpower the important quadrant 2 activities you have planned. Your principal center, your self-awareness, and your conscience can provide a high degree of intrinsic security, guidance, and wisdom to empower you to use your independent will and to maintain integrity to the truly important. But because you aren't omniscient, you can't always know in advance what is truly important. As carefully as you organize the week, there will be times when, as a principle-centered person, you will need to subordinate your schedule to a higher value. Because you are principle-centered, you can do that with an inner sense of peace. At one point, one of my sons was deeply into scheduling and efficiency. One day, he had a very tight schedule, which included down-to-the-minute time allocations for every activity, including picking up some books, washing his car, and dropping Carol, his girlfriend, among other things. Everything went according to schedule until it came to Carol. They had been dating for a long period of time, and he had finally come to the conclusion that a continued relationship would not work out. So, congruent with his efficiency model, he had scheduled a 10 to 15 minute telephone call to tell her. But the news was very traumatic to her. 1.5 hours later, he was still deeply involved in a very intense conversation with her. Even then, the one visit was not enough. The situation was a very frustrating experience for them both. Again, you simply can't think efficiency with people. You think effectiveness with people and efficiency with things. I've tried to be efficient with a disagreeing or disagreeable person, and it simply doesn't work. I've tried to give 10 minutes of quality time to a child or an employee to solve a problem, only to discover such efficiency creates new problems and seldom resolves the deepest concern. I see many parents, particularly mothers with small children, often frustrated in their desire to accomplish a lot because all they seem to do is to meet the needs of little children all day. Remember, frustration is a function of our expectations, and our expectations are often a reflection of the social mirror rather than our own values and priorities. But if you have a habit too deep inside your heart and mind, you can have those higher values driving you. You can subordinate your schedules to those values with integrity. You can adapt. You can be flexible. You don't have to feel guilty when you don't meet your schedule or when you have to change it. Your schedule is your servant, not your master. You're driven by principles, by serving human needs, by the concept of effectiveness rather than efficiency.